Tributes continue to pour in from around the world for Andy Palacio, who died on the 19th of January in his homeland of Belize. People struggling to come to terms with the tragic news have been moved to leave messages on his record label blog and comments on his MySpace profile, which demonstrate the impact that Andy Palacio's life, music and work has had on everyone. One such tribute was a poem posted by Cheryl Norales. The last lines read, "We are neither American, Belizean, Honduran, nor Guatemalan. We are only Garifuna. When I die, bury me in my gudu and tie my musu round my head. When I die, let the drums beat loud so my ancestors will know that I am coming home. When I die, lay my Garifuna flag over my casket so those who did not know I was Garifuna when I was alive will know that I am Garifuna when I die." Andy Palacio was a national hero in Belize, loved for both his music and his activism and advocacy of the Garifuna language and culture. He first suffered seizures on the 16th of January and was rushed into a local hospital. News of his health crisis sent shockwaves throughout the country, where Garifuna spiritual leaders held ceremonies to help speed his recovery. People also gathered in prayer at a public service in Belize City. His condition worsened, and a day later he was being transported in an air ambulance to Chicago to receive treatment at one of the leading neurological facilities. En route, the plane had to stop at Mobile in Alabama to clear US immigration. At this stage, Andy had fallen into a coma and was too ill to continue, and was instead put on a life support system in the hospital in Mobile. After suffering a heart attack and a stroke, doctors advised that the damage to his brain was too severe and that the chances of recovery would be slim. On January the 18th, his family requested that he be flown back to Belize so that he might die in his homeland. In 2007 was a year of tremendous achievement for Andy Palacio, who had entered another level of his career with the release of his album Huatina in March, his third studio album but his first international release with Stone Tree and the Kombucha label. Described personally as his masterpiece, Huatina received huge critical acclaim, arriving in many critics' top 10 of 2007, as well as those of retailers around the globe. He appeared at many festivals across the world, including the African Oye Festival held every year in Liverpool in June. In October, at the annual WOMEX, the World Music Expo and Trade Fair, Andy Palacio and his producer and friend Ivan Duran of Stone Tree Records were awarded a WOMI for the Best World Music CD of the Year. Huatina was also one of the final four contenders for the BBC Three World Music Awards Best Album of 2007. As an artist, he remains a nominee in the BBC Three World Music Awards 2008 for the Best Artist of the Americas category, the results to be announced in April. 2007 was also the year in which Andy Palacio was named a UNESCO Artist for Peace, and the year in which he received the Order of Meritorious Service in September from the Prime Minister of Belize. As Charlie Gillett writes on his Sound of the World forum, "The sequence of events will be hard to bear at any time, but it is all the more poignant after everything that has happened for Andy over the past 12 months. Far from the unbalanced ego tripper that so many successful artists become, Andy was an even-tempered man who has interpreted any personal acclaim as being recognition for the Garifuna people of Belize, whose music and culture he has done so much to champion." For Ivan Duran, the producer who has worked with Andy since the early 1990s, the anguish must indeed be indescribable. The Garifuna people originally came from the island of St. Vincent. Andy Palacio grew up in a Garifuna community in the small village of Barranco in Belize near the Guatemalan border, a direct descendant from the expelled Garifuna. He tells the story of the people in an interview with Afropop's Banning Ayer. He says, "On St. Vincent, there is one account of a ship coming from Africa, loaded with Africans bound for slavery. and that a shipwreck occurred, and the Africans made their way on the shore, supposedly with the assistance of the Caribs and the Arawaks who inhabited the island at the time. What it was a Carib-Arawak mix, because these two groups were already mixing even before the Europeans came. So the Africans were welcomed into this community, and that's the reason why, even today, the Garifuna take pride in the fact that we as black people were never enslaved by Europeans. Now, the Europeans did come to the island of St Vincent, and as a consequence of British colonialism, the Garifuna were expelled. They were taken ashore to Central America, where they established coastal villages throughout Honduras, Guatemala, Belize, and Nicaragua. According to records, the arrival of the Garifuna people in Central America is documented as being around November 1802, and this is celebrated every year. In the same interview, Andy Palacio talks about the struggle to express Garifuna culture and language, as they were required to speak English during school time. Their culture at worst wasn't recognised and at best seemingly worthless. Also, the coastal communities in the 20th century were facing another threat of being broken up by the wealth interests of property developers and tourist hotels. Andy Palacio's music and the struggle of the Garifuna are inextricable. Apart from a short while when he was an elementary school teacher, he has been absorbed in making music most of his life. It is perhaps the shrinking of the globe with the technology and all the hard work that has now given an international platform to his music. Growing up, he was exposed to all the sounds of the Caribbean, as well as the sounds from Europe and the US playing on Radio Belize. Again, in the Banning Air interview, he says, "I was trying to compose reggae songs. I was trying to compose pop songs, ballads. But the event of Punta Rock in the 80s allowed me to focus on making my mark using Garifuna music. So I decided to divert and compose songs in Garifuna, patterned on what had been started by Pen Cayetano and the Turtle Shell Band." He continues, "In the early 80s, around 1984 or 85, I actually did my own recording using a cassette deck with a stereo microphone. I did a recording of my Garifuna compositions with one Garifuna drummer, myself on the acoustic guitar, and two guys playing maracas and a little bit of percussion. We positioned ourselves in front of the microphone, just played and pressed record." Palacio had made a conscious act and a decision to use music as the vehicle to promote and preserve Garifuna culture. He was made all the more determined while working with a literacy project on Nicaragua's Atlantic coast in 1980 and discovering that the Garifuna language and culture was steadily dying in that country. "I definitely had to react to that reality," he went on to say. "I saw it as a way of maintaining cultural pride and self-esteem, especially in young people." His first commercial recordings were made in 1987 under the guidance of St Vincent producer Lenny Hadaway. He was intrigued with some of Andy's Garifuna recordings and material he had composed whilst in London, where he was on invitation from the Cultural Partnerships Limited, a community arts organisation. Selling some 1,000 copies in Belize, it was sufficient to bring him to the attention not only of Belizeans at home, but also those living outside the country, and one in particular, Patrick Barrow. 1988 to 1994 saw Andy travelling back and forth from Belize to Los Angeles, cutting a single every year for Patrick Barrow's Key record label. At the same time, he helped found Sunrise, an organisation dedicated to preserving, documenting and distributing Belizean music. Towards the end of his Key Record period, he came to the attention of Ivan Duran, who was setting up Stone Tree Records in Belize. It was the beginning of an enduring friendship, which also resulted in the production of two studio albums on the Stone Tree label, Kaimoon in 1995 and Till Da Morning in 1996. It was also a great time of collaboration and experimentation with Garifuna Music. Andy Palacio introduced Ivan to Paul Nabor and his Paranda Music. Ivan reciprocated and brought musicians over from neighbouring countries to work on fusion projects, and together they produced some hard-driving dance rhythms. Brings us full circle to the release of his current album with the help of Kambancha Records, Watina, which translates as I Call Out. It continues the exploration of Garifuna rhythms and continues to promote Garifuna culture. Whilst it loses none of its advocacy for Garifuna culture, it is perhaps gentler than his last two albums, incorporating a strong spiritual dimension. Andy describes his album as his personal masterpiece, and on asking Jacob Edgar, president of Kambancha Records, whether Andy had a favourite track, I was told that it would be like asking a mother to pick their favourite child. But he goes on to say that there was one track he was particularly fond of. Jacob says, the song, Amunege, In Times to Come. He says the lyrics of the song are especially appropriate at the moment, as the loss of such an important figure only increases the urgency of the questions asked in the song. I wonder who will bake cassava bread for us in times to come. I wonder who will speak with me in Garifuna in times to come. I wonder who will sing Arimahani songs with me in times to come. I wonder who will heal us with the juju in times to come. The time has come for it to be preserved. The time has come for it to be taught. The time has come for it to be preserved, lest we lose it altogether. Our ancestors fought to remain Garifuna. Why must we be the ones to lose our culture? Let's not do it.
Garifuna numa amunyege Kaba funasa aruma hanuma oho amunyege Kaba funasa adugraha wa oho amunyege Agenda guati ewayuna go Luha bagaritu kegarina go Wakia mesa aferi dire wagabure matega wame.
We can only imagine what Andy would have gone on to produce. He was working on new material, and indeed, Fatboy Slim made some recordings with him earlier in 2007, which have yet to be released. Kambancha told me that they always wanted him to explore collaborations and work with African musicians. I wonder if perhaps this would bring the story of the Garifuna full circle, taking them back to their roots with Africans who were taken as slaves. Before his death, Stone Tree Records had also planned a release from Andy Palacio and the all-star band featuring Paul Nabil and rising star Aurelio Martinez. A big tour was planned by Kombucha for April 2008 with his Garifuna Collective and special guests Umalali, and after consideration by all involved, it has been decided that Andy would not want this to be stopped, and as a way to continue the exposure of Garifuna music and culture, more artists have been added to the bill, and possibly the album will still be released as well on Stone Tree Records. Hopefully, Andy Palacio will continue to inspire and guide others. In thanks for his life and music, there will be a tribute concert at the Bliss Centre for the Performing Arts in Belize City on Friday morning. The funeral ceremony will take place on Saturday in Barranco, the small village in southern Belize where Andy was born and raised. His body will be brought by boat, weather permitting, to Barranco, where there will be a traditional Garifuna wake as well as a Catholic service. Andy is survived by his mother, his sister and brother, five children, Kami, Uwani, Nita, Tara, Kamu and two granddaughters. Andy retained an eclectic music taste, and in a recent visit to Belize in November, Jacob Edgar, president of Kombucha Records, recalls, "I was poking around in his zune. He had some pretty cheesy stuff in there, which we were all laughing about. His musical taste was really eclectic. As a young man, he was really into old school groups like the OJs, Marvin Gaye, etc. Nowadays, he had some Prince, Nas, and actually a fair amount of country music on his playlists." So let's play out with this and celebrate the life of Andy Palacio, who was born on the 9th of December 1960 and died on the 19th of January 2008. Jill Turner for Gondwana Sound on Sheffield Live.